crush, like in the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash. A wick of cotton inside of each cup. That's the very best way to fill her up. Candles are just fine, or any oil that is clean. It sure beats lighting with pitch or kerosene. Each Ner must be lit with only one wick, so no bonfires or Avdallah candlesticks. The cups, they must be even, not spread out too far. Eight straight standing in one row. Because we can't be reading by these special candles, or we add an extra shamus high or low. Place it in the doray, across the mezuzah scroll, or atop the sill in front of the window. Make sure before you light, it is in the right place, so that people all around will remember the name. On Erev Shabbos, first we light menorah, then the Shabbos light. Make sure it has the oil to burn the ganzet site. The brachos we recite, light neighbors, then we sing. Hanei Raisalalu Mosor Yeshua sing. If it goes out, it's okay. You are already Yotze. Kasa ain't a cook, light you can relight with no bracha. This mitzvah is so important, you should even sell your shirt in order to publicize the nes. Even a guest must partner with his Baal HaBas if he's not at home in his own place. On Matzei Shabbos night, some say you should first light the menorah, then after Havdalah to recite. Others say the opposite, Havdalah, then the candles are lit. So whichever way you do it, it is right. This mitzvah is so special, it has three different levels. We do mehadrin, minha mehadrin. Each member of the household lights a menorah of his own, or one for all kiminhag sifardim. We start with just one light, the furthest on the right. Then add one more ner every single night. Our excitement mounts so great as we count up to 19.